dag duisend.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg and Emalahleni up to 18 and Mbombela a high of 21 degrees.
In Braamfontein on the M1 northbound, traffic is moving slowly towards Empire Road.
In your sport, Piwe Nomlomo has been appointed as head coach of the Vodacom Bulls for the upcoming Carry Cup campaign, and former South African world high jump champion Jacques Freitag has gone missing.
We start in America. Questions over the capability of President Joe Biden. The first U.S. election debate between 81-year-old Biden and 78-year-old Donald Trump was held at CNN's headquarters in Atlanta in the early hours of this morning. CNN presenters said afterwards they'd been informed that top Democrats are very disappointed in the way Biden handled himself.
And they're having conversations about what they should do about it. Some of those conversations include, should we go to the White House and ask the president to step aside? Other of the conversations are about, should prominent Democrats go public?
This after, throughout the 90-minute debate, Biden lost his trail of thought and at times stuttered incoherently.
Eligible for what I've been able to do with the COVID, excuse me, with dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death, and he's destroying Medicare.
More at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. Back home, the politics in our country.
The president can actually take his time to negotiate the government of national unity. In some countries, it takes up to 6 months. We would hope in South Africa that's not what we'll be doing, but it can be a time, yes, exercise.
Northwest University politics professor Piet Krookamp weighs in as the wait continues and the political drama intensifies. The DA is believed to now consider the latest offer from President Cyril Ramaphosa of 6 cabinet posts. Yesterday, the political mercury shot up when the letters between Ramaphosa and DA leader John Steenhuisen made its way into the public domain. In his, Ramaphosa has accused the DA of wanting to set up a parallel government. His letter starts with, "Dear John." In Gauteng, Premier Panyaza Lesufi under mounting pressure. The EFF has called for an investigation into allegations of corruption and mismanagement of public funds. This comes after a leaked internal memo from the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development and Environmental Affairs that the program that employs thousands of people in the province will be discontinued. Lesufi later denied that this so-called Nasi Ispani program will come to an end. But EFF Gauteng spokesperson Dumisani Baleni says,
despite Premier Panyaza Lesufi's attempt to discredit the letter, the EFF, the affected participants and indeed the residents of Gauteng, recognize it as a legitimate communication from the department. It has long been public knowledge that the Nasi Ispani projects were a grand political gimmick.
More on our news blog. And we end off the way we started, at the US presidential elections. Just in case you've underestimated the significance of your golf game, Biden and Trump highlighted how important it is if you want to run the biggest country in the free world.
I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. And by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie. He's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
Yeah.
But I have, you know how many.
I've seen you swing. I know you swing.
Afgade de Souza. In your hoof nies, daar's nou kommer oor die welvaart van Amerika's president Joe Biden.
I'm there for the fun banter and the mumbling. In safe hands, people. This is fantastic.
Oh.
It's only America. I mean, it's not like it's like a whole big important country. I think no, we'll be fine.
It's all good.
I feel so sorry for him.
So, and the Democrats, and America, and the world, and our planet.
Yeah.
For instance, top of my mind. So even the Democrats now are a little bit worried and concerned, and they sound irritated, actually.
And they couldn't deny it any longer.
No.
I mean, the debate was 90 minutes. The first